coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist.
And strangely, all that enthusiasm tonight does not appear to be compensation. We are really getting you into talking about bad 70s television. And, man, you are lit. You are lighting up.
I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie is going to be our guest tonight. I'm very confident he'll be in here.
Yeah.
He showed up a little early. Anderson sent him packing. And
as usual. Well,
he may be hanging out with Cisco at the Sky Bar for all we know. Cisco came here.
Anderson sent him away.
Maybe an hour early, a year ago or something. Anderson sent him packing, and he never returned.
Is this one of your ladies from the 70s?
Nope.
No.
All right. But that's good radio when you just point at stuff. Rob Zombie came by here, got here early, and ran out to get something to eat. And I would imagine that he will be walking in here momentarily. So we'll be looking forward to that. We'll talk about his CD, and he's on tour with Ozzy, and God willing, he didn't get in a car accident. All right, so, Drew?
Let's go to phones.
We'll go to the phones. I had something I wanted to say, but
really?
I can't think of it.
About 70s television again?
Nope. Christopher Titus is going to be in here from Titus, and Ubastank will be in here on Tuesday. That's the band with the name you can't forget. It's just you can't pronounce it. Suzanne?
Hi.
Hey, you're 18. What's up?
Hi. Okay, I have this problem. I just want to know what you guys make of it.
All right.
Okay. I'm only 18, and I like 40 and 50-year-old men. And I want to know, like, if it has... Like, I know you guys always talk about, like, did your father leave? And my father did leave, but how does that have anything to do with it? You know, it's just like a... I don't know. I don't get it.
Hold on. Have you been dating 40 and 50-year-old guys?
No, I'm just really, really, like, I want to, though. It's like, because I'm in high school still, but as soon as I get out of high school, I want to, like, start dating. I don't want to date my age. I just want to date, like, 40 and 50-year-old guys.
Well, hold on. Rob Zombie just came in, so now you got to hang on.
Okay.
That's the way it works here. Beauty before age. Rob is... good to see you, Rob.
Hello.
It's been, I don't know.
At least a year,
a couple
huh?
years.
I would say
a year. Years.
Kind of hard
maybe
to tell.
Maybe 2 years.
Hard because Rob's been in here quite a few times, but maybe I was drunk the last time I was here and I can't remember.
Good probability. Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne was in here a few weeks ago, and I'm seeing here you're out on a tour with him, which must be a good time.
Yeah, it's good. It's funny.
Yeah, is it a little surreal?
It's a little surreal because they're filming a TV show about their life. So they're constantly surrounded by cameras at all moments.
They were here with cameras, remember?
Yeah.
That's right.
The camera crew lives in their house. And
right. They're doing... a friend of mine is working on this. Is it for MTV?
I think so, yeah. It's an MTV show. I think it's called The Osbournes.
Right.
I don't know what the deal is, but...
Well, what it is it's sort of like a sitcom.
What?
It's almost like a parody of a sitcom. Sort of like Ozzy and Harriet. But it would be the Osbournes. Ozzy and his wife.
Because I think somebody finally figured out that their life is like a sitcom at all moments. Like, they don't have to make anything up.
So they're just going to kind of edit into storylines.
They will. I think they will shoot a ton of footage and then create a storyline based on editing and the footage that they shot. So as opposed to writing it and doing it, they'll do it and then they'll write around it. I guess they would do on when John Wayne does those beer commercials.
Basically, it's
he'll dance with a
Big Brother,
right?
TV show.
That's right. Fred Astaire will dance with a Hoover,
exactly.
And can you imagine those relatives that sold them out once they get to hell with Fred Astaire and John Wayne? What
so
they're going to do? There's going to be a serious ass kicking. First, they're going to want a taste of whatever Hoover and Coors paid, and then an ass kicking will ensue. Rob's new CD is called The Sinister Urge, and it is out, and it's been out for a week. It is selling very well, and Rob is, like I said, on tour. I got a bunch of tour dates, but I would imagine just everything sold out, wouldn't it be?
Pretty much, yeah. The first couple shows were a little weird, I think, because early on people were afraid to still go out and be in big arenas and buy tickets and do stuff, but
right
now it's all good.
And is your audience... I'm guessing your audience and Ozzy's audience aren't too far apart.
Yeah, it's the same.
Are they?
Yeah, it's all the same audience. Actually, one night in Albuquerque, this guy, The Edge, a wrestler, came out on stage because we did some WWF tie-in. He's like, I don't know if these kids are going to know who I am. Mm-hmm. I was like,
yeah,
don't believe me. Don't worry.
They're like Ozzy. They're like Rob Zombie.
He tried to go to the concession stand to get a hot dog and got mobbed.
Yeah, that's the core demo.
Pretty much.
What's going on? Oh, I was talking to your guy about House of a Thousand Corpses and the whole movie debacle. What's going on with that?
Still kind of moving on. Basically now it's kind of actually the whole thing has become so different in the sense that there was that moment when the movie kind of got dumped by Universal when I don't know, the election was going on, everybody was campaigning against Hollywood, and now no one cares again, so everyone's back saying they want the movie.
Did they think it was it too graphic? Or?
Well, it was too graphic. Everyone said it was too graphic, it was disgusting, and they were all worried about trying to, you know, market it to kids and this. I don't know. It was very vague. I kind of got that standard answer that the general tone of the entire movie was
right.
Wrong.
You know, it's I was thinking about this earlier tonight.
The tone.
I Hollywood is a town where whatever answer you get is not whatever the answer is.
Mm. It's just whatever they need it to be.
Right. Yeah. Like I don't think I told you this, Drew, but when me and my partner Jimmy from The Man Show, which is on Comedy Central right now, by the way, were in
one of your Man Show Trampoline Girls is in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
I can't remember her name right now.
Trampoline or the trampoline?
Oh, you mean one of the juggies? Oh,
she's in there somewhere. I think she's been on a trampoline before, hasn't she?
Well, they've all been on the trampoline.
Yeah. She's got like curly red hair or something.
Yeah. Paula. Casting.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, they've all been on the casting trampoline, that's for sure. But we're in New York, and as you know, Conan doesn't like me. I've been kind of asked not to come back on Conan.
What happened?
Brought up some stuff that maybe they didn't want me to bring up. Or
what did you bring up?
I don't remember. They weren't.
Was it the time when I was on with you? Or
no, they weren't happy with my last appearance. But here's the point. They're in New York, and we're in New York doing this Hugh Hefner roast, and they're desperate for guests because no one will fly into New York because this is a month ago, and this is right after the tragedy, and they can't find any guests.
No one will fly in for that roast?
No, the roast people flew in, but Conan is Conan, Letterman, New York shows are having difficulty getting guests.
I believe it.
So Conan calls and they want Jimmy, but they don't want me. And they say, we'll just have Jimmy on the show, but we don't need Adam on the show. And they told my people, well, the only reason we don't want Adam is because we don't do pairs. We don't do teams.
Except the last two times you've been on.
And I said, well, that would be a great excuse, except for I have done the show with Dr. Drew before. So, see, that would be a beautiful excuse for a guy who didn't do your show with his other partner.
That's right.
And they should have looked into that. But just an example of how whatever it is they tell you is not whatever
not the
it
truth.
Is.
And that's just television. I imagine the movie industry is even worse.
I could only
imagine.
Well,
that was kind of funny because after the whole thing happened with me. The next day on the cover of the Hollywood Reporter was head of production or the guy who spearheaded the movie lost his job the next day.
Wow.
And there was some whole other story he's going off to start his own company. But I was like, you know, I'm sure it was
yada,
like,
yada, yada.
Yeah. When
you're out of here and take him with you.
All right. So that'll, but the movie's finished.
Yeah, the movie's
edited,
done. So
done.
Wow. I take it as a triumph just there. No, it'll probably be out in the summertime through somebody else.
Did you direct it?
Yeah.
And did you write it?
Yeah.
But you weren't in it?
No, I'm not in it.
Why didn't you put yourself in it?
Because I'm not an actor.
Well, you're a performer.
You weren't a director either before this.
Yeah, but right? I feel like I understand, and I've directed a lot of videos, and that's what I've always wanted to do, but I have no desire to be an actor, so I don't want to look like
really?
A chump.
Well, that's interesting. Because, like I said, you're a good performer, and in a way, you know.
But I think all musicians have a pretty good track record with not being able to act.
Yeah. What about
any
Snoop?
Level.
But still succeeding.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right.
But still succeeding well.
Right. Yeah. All right. Suzanne?
So Suzanne was attracted to older guys. And
her
dad took off, and she didn't understand how that
She's 18. You fantasize about 40 and 50-year-old guys.
Yeah, like one of my teachers and one of my bosses at work.
Here's what you got to understand, is that your intellectual conscious mind is different than the emotional context in which you have these attractions, okay?
Okay.
That very often when things happen to us that are painful, it gets converted into a sort of arousal patterns and attraction later on. And so the things that people try to rationalize it and think, well, you're trying to solve the trauma of the past. It's more than that. It's this biology gets etched in, and then your mature self gets built on top of that. You understand? Right. So you need to learn to read your attractions and understand they may not be the healthiest thing in the world, and there may be more nourishing kinds of relationships you can establish with your peers.
Well, do you
don't think...
Yeah.
You don't think I should act on it, do you?
That's what I'm saying.
Drew's saying definitely. Let me read between the lines. He's saying anal. Didn't you hear that? You didn't get that? That's
no,
Rob and I got that. It was clear as day. What about guys your own? Let's say like a 21-year-old guy. Would you be attracted to him?
See, I'm sleeping with a 21-year-old guy.
Oh,
and I call him daddy, and he thinks that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's okay, but I don't know what it is about these older guys.
Okay, but your boyfriend is 21.
No, he's just some guy I'm sleeping with.
All right. Do you think you could have a boyfriend who was 20, 21?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know if I want a boyfriend again, because I cheated on my last one with his best friend, so I don't know if I can.
This is more of the bigger syndrome here, Suzanne, which is you can't tolerate intimacy. And if somebody actually is available to you, you're going to sabotage that and put a nail in that coffin. And if some guy is really unavailable, you're going to be interested and interested and interested until he actually is available, and you'll sabotage it.
All right, but she's 18. Just don't get pregnant. I like the daddy thing, personally, but it always ends up taking a weird turn at a certain point when it goes from, goes from big daddy to, daddy, no, and then a lot of crying. You know what I mean? There's a whole context to the daddy. Big daddy, sugar daddy, all that's good. It's just a weird daddy. Jen?
Yeah.
No, daddy, please!
you're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. I've been dating this guy on and off for about 2 years, and this past relationship we've been in, we've been together for about 6 months now. And we're having sex. But the problem is he's not like, I've had sex with other people before, and I've had orgasms before, but with him, I think the longest we've ever went was probably 7 minutes. He tends to climax really fast, and I can't, it's really hard for me to have an orgasm. And I don't know how, like, he knows that I'm bothered by it, and I've talked to him, but I don't know how to, like, he doesn't like take me. I don't know. I don't. It's hard to explain, but.
You take it personally a little bit? Like he's not. Like
yeah,
he's doing it intentionally?
He kind of gets upset about it. Like, you know, well, I'm sorry I can't fulfill your needs, you know, but I don't know, like, how to have a conversation and talk with him about it without
him getting
upset.
Him getting defensive about it.
Yeah.
Do you normally bring it up right after it's happened?
Most of the time, yeah, or we'll be talking, okay. You know, we'll just be talking about it or something, because I make jokes about it, try to like hit him out, you know, because I don't know how to approach him.
Let me tell you, having conversation, even about things guys want to talk about after orgasm, is difficult for guys and oftentimes upsetting.
Food's okay.
You know about food. If he's got a favorite team, you might be able to discuss that, but anything above that is oftentimes painful and upsetting to a man. And talking about his dysfunction after the orgasm,
tops
I guess would just... Yeah,
top
there couldn't
the
be anything higher up on the list of things guys really don't want to talk about. So you should probably have this before, the conversation before he screws up sexually, but does he give you oral sex?
I'm kind of nervous. We haven't done that yet.
You're
He's
nervous?
Asked me on many occasions to do it to him, and I've never done it before.
Well, we're not talking about you doing it to him. We're talking about him doing it to you.
Oh, I'm nervous either way, for him to do it to me.
Why?
Or for me to do it.
Why
are
you
nervous? I've never had it done to me before.
All right, well, that's sort of a nice place to begin working if you're worrying about orgasmic function.
Yeah. That's the place to start. That'll give you your orgasm.
Yeah, you may not be as concerned about his quickness. In fact, you may be anxious in him being quicker.
I've said it many times. You are on the clock when you start the oral sex. That's when the sex begins.
Really?
I mean, you can punch in. So if you do oral for like 15, 18 minutes, then you have 6-7 minutes worth of sex, that's a nice 21, 22-minute session. that's just me. That's the way I approach it. You let him. What are you so uptight for? You guys are intimate.
I don't know. I guess I'm just scared because I've never had it done before.
And what about his constant pleas to go down on him, ignored by you?
I kind of just blow it off. We have this deal after we've been together for a certain amount of time, then I said I would do it. But it's just kind of like to tease him. When that time comes, I'm going to be like, no, you know, but...
Oh, you can't do that.
Listen, he's liable to break a table leg off and just go upside your head with it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And no court in the land would convict him either.
I'm thinking about doing it because I'm really not... It's when we have sex, it's kind of like he's getting the pleasure and then that's it, you know, and I feel like, hello, you know... And I almost had an orgasm. I've never had an orgasm with him before.
This is a no one's listening night.
Yeah.
These people just are not listening to us.
This is a bad question.
But we told her, gave her a way to deal with it, and now she's back to the perseverating on what she really
wants. So have you given other guys BJs?
No. I've never done it before. That's why I'm kind of nervous to do it to him.
But yet you've had orgasms with other guys through intercourse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just not this guy.
I'll tell you, you're really going to love this oral sex. If you can have an orgasm through the intercourse, you're going to get hooked on it. It's going to be like heroin for you. You're going to really enjoy this.
He's too fast. I mean, like...
I know, but you know? He's just... How old is he?
He's 20.
All right. Well, he's a young guy. He's nervous or something. He doesn't have a lot of experience.
And Jen, the joking business, bad angle. Because you got to sit down, be direct, and you know, do it in a caring way, but make it very clear, very direct. Don't joke about it, because you joke about stuff like that, he thinks you're kidding.
And let me explain something to the ladies. This is not a conscious decision we make to orgasm oftentimes. It's not like spitting on somebody. Do you know what I mean? I think a lot of women feel
like we're peeing. Like peeing. Okay, I'm going to really... Here we go. I'm
well, they
now.
Get angry. It's like, come on. Hold it. Why'd you do that? We were having a good time. And they don't say anything because it's weird, but the anger builds up, and now you get no blowjob. Here's the thing. I'm sure this guy would clean out his bank account and max his Visa card to be able to add 10 minutes to one of his sessions. But he is incapable of doing that.
It's not his biology.
This is like being angry at some kid for having Down syndrome.
Right. That's right.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah. If it's your own kid and you got to clean up after him, I think it's perfectly healthy. But not if it's the neighbor kid. Right. You see what I'm saying? His mom drank too much while she was pregnant, and something went awry.
Yeah.
So talk to the guy. Don't be angry about it.
Scared.
And this whole, like, I want to know when she was going to give up the BJ. How long until he got the BJ?
What was that?
How long? What was the date for the christening of the penis?
It was supposed to be 9 months.
And that will be when?
9 months.
Well,
you know what I would hear? Here's what I hear. Say 9 months. Here's what
9 months.
1,000 years. That would be in my head. I would kill myself.
I think you just hear infinity. 1,000 years.
Nine Never. Months. Jesus Christ, that's a whole school year.
Well, it's already been 6 months, and it kind of like, the reason we started the whole thing in the first place is because we had this bet, and I told him, well, I had like, I don't know, I was like, well, if you do this, then if I win, then I'll give you a blowjob. And he's like, okay, well, I ended up winning, and I'm like, okay, well, the time came, and I was just like, I don't want to do that, you know, I'm not ready yet. Whatever. So then I kept putting it off, and I'm like, okay, you know what? After we're together for 9 months, then I'll do it to you. And then he kind of freaked out, and he was like, 9 months? That's, you know, that's forever. And I honestly...
You're at 1,000 years, too.
Well, but what is up with you that you've had your fair share of intercourse but are not ready for the BJ?
It started out, I just thought it was disgusting.
Right.
And I kind of carried it on, and now I just don't even have the desire to do it.
All right. You got anything weird anyone put in your mouth while you're asleep or something at camp or do something weird like what happened to Drew?
No. No, I'm normal. Everything's fine.
Are you trying to help? I told you not to tell anybody about that.
I'm trying to help.
But is there, you have feelings of aggression at all? Do you feel like you might, do something, you know what I mean? Do you
bite something?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Okay. All right.
Well, 9 months.
Yeah.
That's how long this call's been going on for.
Yes. Rob is right. Rob.
Good instinct.
In celebrity BJ time, that is what? There's no measurable amount for that 9 months. I mean, Rob, you couldn't go nine months.
One month equals 1 year.
No, I'd say more.
More, like 10 years?
A guy in a band?
Oh, yeah. 10 years.
Easily. Way more than dog years, whatever that is. Seven. Matt?
Hey, what's up?
You're 14. What's up?
I've only got one testicle, and I'm not sure what the girls would think about it.
What happened to the other one?
When I was a kid, it was undescended, I think my mom said.
Mm-hmm.
Did they go in there and take it out?
They tried to push it down, but and they couldn't, so they ended up having to take it out.
All right. Well, I think most women would consider this a triumph. Getting rid of half of that ugly sack and
Look, this is like a Quasimodo getting a zit,
right?
You know what I mean? It's like it's such a mess. Your sack's such a disgusting mess to women anyway. They don't care what the hell. It couldn't be any worse.
No, it's hip. It's a hip thing now.
To have one testicle.
Sex in the City episode.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's all hip to the scene.
You could put Frankenstein bolts on your sack, and it still wouldn't look any
worse.
That's
what people do.
Hold on, Rob. Okay. That might be a good...
titanium ball.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Would be my idea, though. Once they went ahead and took it out, how about putting it back in where it belongs? What's so wrong about that? You got to drop kick it into the garbage can? They take the testy out. Can't they put it into the sack
undescended? They were trying to pull it down. They couldn't get it, so they just remove it. If they don't remove it, it becomes cancerous.
I know. They take it out.
No. They have to...
What do they do? The testy's up in the abdomen, right?
And it has its own blood supply and nerve supply.
Take it out and put it in where it belongs.
It doesn't come... You have to pull it down in with all that attached
couldn't
to it.
Couldn't get it. Well, and then it you pull go. It out, then you go up and you fish the
you can't do it.
The cord down and
all
you...
All that... It wasn't there.
I could do it.
Just gave up too quick.
Yeah, I'm saying... Let me tell you, if that was the doctor's sack he was working on, he would have figured out how to get that thing down there. Would have taken him down to the astronaut training center and put him on one of those centrifuge spinning machines until it pulled out of him. Wait a minute, Drew.
It's a plan there.
All right, Matt, you're fine. You can fine. You can do fine with one nut, and it's something to talk about. And chicks are fine. They won't even know it. I don't think they'll know it.
No, just tell them you're Swedish.
Right, Swedish guys only have one nut.
Adam, you're God.
Thanks, sir, man.
And I want to say hi to my friend.
Mm.
No.
It's impossible. Rob Zombie's our guest tonight. We will take ourselves a little break. We'll come back. We'll hear something off his new CD and all that after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Rob Zombie's our guest. The Sinister Urge is the name of the CD. Out in record stores all over the United States and beyond.
Came out last week?
As we speak, yes.
Yeah, and some guy on the parking lot had it on vinyl, and he goes, I can't find it on CD.
What?
And he was dead serious.
No.
He wasn't even kidding. I thought he was joking, but he wasn't. Just like,
do they do a certain amount of vinyl for every CD that comes out now, or did you request it, or
how does that go? They always do a certain amount, because I think there's a certain, but it's like, you know, they'll make 3 million CDs and 15,000 vinyls or something.
Right.
And have trouble selling them.
Really? There's not enough...
There's no stores that sell them. I mean, it's like collector stores. But, you know.
Well, if you think about it, too, just remember when you'd move back in the day and you'd pick up a stack of, let's say, 20 vinyl albums and you busted your ass, or you kept them in a crate?
In a milk crate.
Like that mobile DJ thing that had like 30 of them in a milk crate, and you lift that thing and you bust a gut. I mean, just imagine moving that stuff all over the country and stocking every shelf. And, oh, God. All right, so anyway... you can find it in vinyl. Is there a picture on it? Is it red? Does it got your head on it?
It's pretty normal.
Just
regular old vinyl. Just vinyl in itself is now.
You know, you make fun of me for sort of not knowing what went on, like from 1982 to 1990, basically.
Right.
I had not been in a record store for a decade. And when I walked in, I was like, oh, my God. It's only CDs. What is this? When did it convert over? I swear to God. I went, oh, my God. When did this happen?
Yeah, well,
is that just weird?
15 years, yeah, that is weird, Drew. Cameron?
Yep.
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
Not much. What's going on, guys?
Just hanging.
All right. First, Adam, Dr. Drew, you guys are awesome, but I wanted to call in and ask Rob Zombie a question.
Okay.
I've been a fan of you for like 10 years, and I'm so excited about hearing about this movie. And I read an article a while ago that said when you originally were working on it or had finished it, it was NC-17, and the studio said you couldn't put out an NC-17 movie. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. We sent it to the MPAA, and it got an NC-17, which was shocking to me at that point because it seemed like a soft R. Because I had been, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the hell goes on with the ratings board. I think if you don't have any big stars in it, they're harsher. But Universal won't release NC-17 movies. It's not under their corporate leasing strategy, as they told me.
Interesting. And it's also interesting about the big star thing, because I could see not only you kiss an ass, but, I mean, not you, I mean, but of the big star. But when you see a movie, like a horror movie, with a big star in it, it's safer.
Well, that was part of the argument, too, because they simultaneously released Hannibal at the same time. And, you know, it's got all the brain eating and stuff. And they said, well, when you see Anthony Hopkins eat a brain, it's not as scary as if you see, like...
Well, you know Anthony Hopkins. You saw him on Good Morning.
Yeah, and he'll be on Letterman making fun of it the next night or something.
Right, so he's still alive, so you're not freaked out when he gets it in the movie.
Yeah, but when you get crazy unknown people, they look at it and go like, is that guy actually an actor or just some nut that's in the movie?
Well, they could have killed a couple of those extras. No one would have cared. All right, what else, Cameron?
So... to follow up on that, did you cut it down to an R rating, or are you going to try and release the NC-17? Or
I'm not really sure. I would like to release the NC-17 because it's the better movie, and that's what everyone now expects. If I cut it to an R, everyone will see it and go like, "What was the big deal about that?"
Well,
because an R, you know, I mean, R rated movie now is pretty mild.
To me, too, though, if you're going to see a horror movie. I mean, if you're going, Rob, you want it to be as hairy as it can be,
I mean,
right?
My thoughts was, I mean, I wanted it to seem like a 70s movie, because 70s horror movies always seemed like basically in the same league as porno back then.
Yeah.
They were just dark and disgusting and raunchy, and you left the movie feeling like, why did I just enjoy that? What's wrong with me? That seemed like a good time watching I Spit on Your Grave.
Why did I come?
Yeah, like, what was so, why am I so happy and I want to see that again? Whereas now it's like, you know.
Yeah, no,
you never feel like wrong about yourself leaving a horror movie.
And nothing.
Other than the fact that you wasted 2 hours of your life.
Nothing. And you know what was good? Everything's spectacular now, but to me, in horror movies, there's nothing worse than the sort of plausible stuff they used to do in the 70s. Like, you remember The Evil Dead?
Mm-hmm.
There's one scene where the arm comes up from underneath the cellar door. The guy's standing there. And the guy takes like a number two pencil, this demon, and just jams the number two pencil right into the guy's Achilles heel. Mm. And I walked out of theater limping, you know. And I was like, this it took nothing more than a foot and a number two pencil. I mean, no huge pyrotechnics or creative, you know, industrial light magic stuff.
No,
but man, it was effective.
Yeah, I mean, I think the... You know, a big kind of like computer-generated demon's not scary, but like a crazy guy with a dirty pillowcase over his face is like terrifying, because you're like, you can picture that, and you'll be lying in bed at night thinking that guy with the pillowcase over his head standing in your window.
Right. But and you'll see other pillowcases.
Yeah, I mean, there's something you can relate to, but like you see these other movies and it's so over the top that you can't really relate, so it's not scary.
It becomes surreal or just sort of out of the ordinary or extravagant,
or the other,
and you don't buy it.
Yeah, like the other funny thing is, say, The Exorcist is completely humorless, and everyone's always like, oh, that's the scariest movie ever made. But then they have this other weird Hollywood formula where they think, it should always be funny, too. Mm. Horror and comedy go together when they do, and it always sucks when they go together. It's always, you know. But
well, what are some of your favorites?
I mean, I like all the really early Universal 30s stuff, like Frankenstein, Dracula, and the really good stuff. But then in the 70s, you know, the wave of kind of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and that type of stuff.
What are there any?
More
is there any
exploitive 70s stuff,
like suspense stuff? Like I like The Shining.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of other ones that were a little more psychological and a little, you know, slow build, I guess you might say.
I mean, I think even movies like Seven. You know, Seven was
That was really good.
I guess it's more like a crime movie, but you know, as far as first scary movie in the last 20 years, really,
right?
I think.
You know what I thought was good too? The first, The Manhunter, which was before sort of prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
I didn't see that. I read it.
Did you see that?
No, I read the book, but I didn't see it.
You should see it. It's weird. Yeah. And the Hannibal Lecter was real good. It wasn't Anthony Hopkins.
It was a
Hopkins.
TV movie, wasn't it?
No.
I thought it was a TV movie.
It was a Michael Mann movie.
Hmm.
And it was weird. It was a good movie. I recommend it to anyone who likes a thrill. Rachel?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
All right. My boyfriend and I lost our virginity to each other over the summer. And I had thought that I broke my hymen before we had sex. And when we were having sex, I wasn't in any pain. So I thought, you know, that was true. Then the second time we had sex, I was dying of pain. And I wasn't sure why. And I went to the gynecologist about 2 weeks later because I thought I had a yeast infection, and I was in pain then as well. And he told me that I actually still had my hymen. And I was really surprised, and I had sex twice already.
Boyfriend must be very proud.
Yeah. I wasn't sure exactly.
Hung like a pigeon. And what? Yeah, that'll send a guy into therapy.
Yeah.
Bang this chick three times, hymen like new.
And he's not a
scratch.
Small guy.
Yeah,
that's
even dented.
Still got that new hymen smell.
No, I was just surprised because he's not a small guy.
Wow.
And I was thinking that maybe because I used to horseback ride a lot, and I used big tampons. So my friends told me maybe I stretched it out, or maybe it's just high up or something.
No, I think what they're just seeing is remnants, that it may be real fibrous and having some difficulty coming apart there. And,
okay.
And it's, you know, coming, it's slowly working its way out. And
okay.
One of the times it hurt.
Is there any way that I could, you know, check to see if it's gone or not? Or do I just hope?
Why? I mean, you're concerned about it hurting next time?
Yeah, exactly.
You send a canary up there or something? Is there any animal that can find
it? Just make sure you've got somebody who's compassionate if you really are having discomfort, that he doesn't get carried away.
Okay.
All right? That's all. It'll work itself out, I'm pretty sure.
All right. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Good times.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there's a woman who... Hey, I like a woman who can treat her vagina like she's talking about a car part.
It's all that horseback riding.
It really sounds kind of like shoes.
Yeah.
The shoe didn't quite fit.
I got these, and the guy said there were 11, but I put them on. I should have put them on in the store, but I waited till I got home, right. And one was a little tight, so I tried stretching it with one of those wooden things that looks like a foot that I used to be so...
I leave it in every night, but shoe horn.
When I was... I don't know if those things are still around, but when I was like... five, getting hold of one of those wooden shoe spring-loaded shoe stretcher things that look sort of like a foot was very fascinating to me.
Puppet foot.
Yeah. That and remember the Extendo shoehorn?
Oh, yeah. With the horse's head on the
horse's
top.
Horse's head on top and like the... and then they had like the shoe buffer. I don't think we're spending enough time on shoes as a society.
All the fine hotels have them.
There was a day when dudes had a lot of shoe-related stuff that we don't have anymore. We got to get back into that.
The black and the red.
Black on one side, red on the other, that extended knob.
With the button on the top.
Basically, the whole thing was, you have to put shoes on, but let's not have you bend over. So you get a five-foot-long shoehorn with a horse's head on it. And you just, that'll
buffer
work.
It that you needn't bend over to touch.
Gotta buff it up. All right. Well, let's take a break. Should we do that?
All right. Listen to a song.
Okay. We were supposed to listen to a song.
We got time for that. Let's do it.
Yeah. We do? All right. You okay? Oh, look at Anderson over there fetching. Are you all right, Anderson?
Fetching.
Well, he looked like a Jewish grandmother's hand was on his head. And he's like, oy, with the song. No.
We can
hear a song, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got time. This is, this is from Rob Zombie. It's off of The Sinister Urge, and this one is called Feel So Numb. Rob Zombie, everybody, off The Sinister Urge. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you and Drew and Rob and me after this.
Right.
And now they added a cat to it. You know, they got like the maid and the, I don't know.
But they're little dogs, though, right?
All tiny dogs, and they're all crazy, and Ozzy seems to hate all of them. And
they've all been abducted by aliens and just let down again.
sort of like that.
That to me is a weird, like, to me, if I made a ton of money would buy some solitude, which is, you know, you get a big gate and then you put, you know, you take the tinfoil off the windows and get some nice blackout drapes and then you just sit home and masturbate and watch old movies.
You would have...
I really don't. I'm really a
hermit.
He's a hermit, but he wouldn't have the actual sensory deprivation chamber that you would go for.
I would make a sensory deprivation chamber, and I would sleep in one of those salt solution tanks. You know,
it's
where
funny
you point.
You know, when we were talking about, you know, having a screening room that doesn't work.
Right.
When I was over there, he was screaming about the same thing because he couldn't figure out how to use his stereo because everything's on a giant universal remote.
Yes.
So at some point, he walked out and sat in the car. To listen to because he wanted to listen to this Paul McCartney record so bad. It's just so funny because all their window shades, everything's
hooked up.
It's like the
this
Jetsons,
universal,
but no one can figure out how to use it.
Right? Yeah. Except
the kids.
These universal remotes are a scourge, a plague on modern society.
Sam.
What it is instead of four remotes, you know how to work. We got one big one. You can't work.
And it also doesn't have the big one doesn't have all the functions of the individual ones.
Right. So you can't figure out the just, pause or the slow motion or any of that.
$2,000 for a remote. So.
That's exactly what I have. Drew, do you have a big universal remote that you can't work?
I'm not a big celebrity like you.
Oh, yeah. The guys hook it up are like, this is going to change your life.
Yeah.
But the rest
but
of the sentence
is, that's the problem.
In the worst way imaginable. You'll never watch TV again,
is
what they should say.
Out of my coffee.
Drew, what? Drew pulled a roach? Oh, a bug.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
good
nice.
Times. Good times.
That's yeah. Probably just hatching, and their offspring is making its way to your brain as we speak. Ryan?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah. Okay. I'm really nervous. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. We're with you.
All right. Rob, you're the greatest and all that.
Thank you.
And Adam, you're really cool too.
Thanks.
And you can't forget Drew.
And Drew.
And Ryan, the way to deal with this when you're nervous is get right to that question.
All right. You know that wrestler Edge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got your music. I just want to know, did WWF come to you and ask you if they can use your song, or, you know?
How did he get that as his theme song?
I actually wasn't sure until I talked to him, and he actually requested it. Well, he just, he needed a theme song, and he asked the WWF if there was any Rob Zombie songs. And it just so happened that he asked that right at the moment that I had a new record, and it just was an accident.
Do you get a piece, like, from ASCAP or something, like when they play it, when he enters the arena and that kind of stuff?
Maybe, but it's, I'm sure it's like,
12 cents.
A 12th of a cent.
Yeah. Right. Per each match, that adds up. After 4,000 matches,
like
he gets $5.
Buck a year on that.
Right.
But, it was just...
It's kind of flattering, though, right?
That was cool, because I figured it was just... When he came out to the show and I met him, I figured, they had just stuck him with the song and he wouldn't give a crap and it would be really embarrassing, but he was
into it. Right, but he picked it out.
Yeah, so it was good.
I wonder if they have a library to choose from, the WWF. You know, like certain songs they've cleared or certain songs you can use. Like, you can't use Happy Birthday because that costs too much.
No, I bet they clear it as they impulse it.
Yeah, but if you want to do a Beatles song, because I've run into this with the Man Show, it's too expensive.
Right. Yeah, that's
true. You can't go out there to Hard Day's Night or Norwegian Wood.
And thus, you don't hear them doing that.
I guess there's a lot of guys wanting to do
that's
that.
That's why Stone Cold Steve Austin
that's right.
not using Hard Day's Night.
Hey, Ryan?
Yeah.
You satisfied?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Take care.
I thought he was setting us up for something really bad.
Yeah. Christina? that's in the 11 o'clock hour. Christina, you're 16. What's up?
Hey. First time caller, long time listener. You guys are awesome.
Great.
I was calling in response to the girl that called a little bit ago about the 9 months no blowjob thing.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as it seems, really.
For you, it's not. For the penis, it's hell.
On the other hand, it's a certain diabolical quality to it. I mean, women ought to employ that kind of technique more often. Well, you guys, this should prove to you guys, you are in control. The guy's, like, behaving himself beautifully for 9 months.
Well, and another thing, too, if I wanted out at the seven-month mark, I would stay in.
Two more months?
I'd be like, geez, I got seven months into this blowjob. I'm going to gut it out for another 2 months.
And maybe something really nice will happen in that two-month period.
Yeah, like
maybe,
a BJ.
Like you really have a relationship
I see.
Out of that.
Yeah, right.
Out of that BJ.
Right. Why are you doing this, Christina?
Well, I was really, really scared, and I totally grossed me out for.
But let's talk about what is it that's fearful of fright? That makes you fearful of this thing.
It's just the fact of having a penis in your mouth. I guess.
Is there a fantasy attached to that? That
something sharp edges?
Yeah, that's going to pierce you or something, or what?
I don't know. It's just disgusting when you think about it.
It's disgusting. So it's not fearfulness. Is you're just afraid you're going to get totally grossed out?
Yeah, but then you have to think about it the other way too.
About him on you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's worse. I really do. I really think, just, on the cosmic order, if I was like a, from outer space, I'd be blowing guys rather than going down on chicks.
If it had no abstract meaning to
it. If I had, like, no genitalia and no sexual proclivity and I just came from Mars, I'd get in the line for the BJs.
Little K-E-T.
Right. Ooh. There's a good sequel.
I don't know.
Christina?
Yeah?
So are you doing this to your... Are you scared of the orgasm part of it, or is it just the penis that's bad?
I've only done it once, and I waited 4 months with this guy to do it.
Right.
I finally did, and it actually wasn't really as bad as I thought it was going to be.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So it didn't bite you. Fantastic. Are you still with this? You still with this guy?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, he broke up with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do a good enough job.
No.
All right. So, sweet dreams.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Christina. Thanks. Bye-bye. Take care of yourself. We are going to take ourselves a little top of the hour break. Rob Zombie's our guest tonight. We'll hear something else off the new CD, The Sinister Urge, after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Zombie's our guest tonight. The Sinister Urge is the name of the CD out in stores and on these new things, Drew. They're called compact discs. They're even smaller.
I was known as CD.
Listen, I remember walking. What is this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this happened overnight.
Yeah,
it was 10 years I've been in an album.
You're telling me you don't have to wind the Victrola anymore? You plug them in? What is this?
I really never realized,
but you have no idea how freaked out I was. Oh my God.
Drew, you know what your whole life is? You know those movies when guys go into a coma?
Yeah.
And then they wake up 20 years later?
Oh, awakenings.
Yes.
They see a soft swirl yogurt machine and they freak out. No, that's you every day, right?
It's about time. That's my life. Remember that?
Yeah, well,
the guys from the astronauts go back and pick up a couple of cavemen in the bodies of Imogene Coca. And
what year was that?
67. Oh,
Jesus,
like
Drew. Our listeners were not born for another 35 years. Okay, so where are we? How's your brother doing? Power Man 5000 and everything.
Good. He's just working on a new record.
Do you guys ever perform together?
Just once at some K-Rock Christmas deal.
Oh, the acoustic.
Yeah,
that's
the only
Christmas.
Time we ever did.
Are you coming to that this year?
We're supposedly be on the road at the same time, so we'll be all the way on the other side of the country. So,
oh yeah,
Ozzy broke his leg.
Hairline fractures, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Wow. I don't know. He hurt himself the first night of the tour. That's why I'm home. I'm supposed to be in Kansas right now or something.
Right. Doing some stunt, like trying to walk or.
I don't know what happened. He never told me. But
you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Seems like I don't know how old is he. In his early 50s?
53.
He seems pretty robust, pretty strong.
I mean, in some ways.
Yeah. All right, Drew. Well, that was a shot. Jared?
Yeah.
Some ways. Jared, you're 18.
Yeah, is this Rob?
Yeah, that's Rob.
Yes.
Dude, you're like my hero. Period. I just wanted to let you know that. And I had a question about White Zombie.
Uh-huh.
And your albums, dude. Other than Lost Exorcista and Astro Creep 2000, are there any other albums that I should be looking for?
There's other records, but I don't even think they're on CD.
Mm-hmm.
We put them out.
It doesn't matter what they're on. I want to find. You know,
they're on vinyl somewhere, but not available. I mean, maybe in a used record store in the cutout bin somewhere, but they're not available.
Do you have any of the album names though?
Like "Make Them Die Slowly" was one record. That was really the only "Soul Crusher" was another album, but that's about it. Then there's some singles and things floating around, but they're all pretty hard to find. I mean, maybe someday I'll reissue them, but
can you get on the internet and find something?
I'm sure there's bootlegs all over the place. But,
yeah, I checked your website out. I think they only had one of the singles on there, and then "Sinister Urge."
Yeah, my website's a mess.
Do you?
Don't go there for any information.
The same guy who designed his home theater actually put it together. Hey, Jared.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard the stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Where did you hear it? Was this on the radio or?
Well, one of my friends, you know, knew the type of music I listened to, you know, and recommended Rob, and you know, I bought the first CD. The first CD I bought was Hellbilly Deluxe, and I've just loved this stuff since then. And then later in about high school, you know, I found out about his previous band, White Zombie, and that stuff is marvelous too.
Wow! And you're living in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
You got to get out of there. You gotta get
it's all right.
No, it's not all right. You got to get out of that Van Nuys. It's a horrible... Where do you live in Van Nuys?
I live right off the 405.
No. All right. That's a little more... Oh, no. 405 and what exit?
Sherman Way.
No!
Sherman Way.
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
Yeah, it's kind of scary every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, get out of there. They call it Sherman Way because it's like when Sherman marched through Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, it's marginally worse than that. So you got to get
scorched
out of there.
Earth.
that's what's left. All the livestock has been killed. The women have been raped, and they burnt everything to the ground. Harris?
Yeah?
You're 14. What's up?
I was wondering what the average 14-year-old penis length was.
No, I'm about nine. Nine and a half, probably.
Lots of variability.
I mean, flaccid. You talking about erect? Or
yeah.
Erect, like 13? 13?
Holy crap.
No, Harris.
Not all of them are 13. There's some 11s.
Lots of variability, Harris. Some guys are into puberty, been there for 3 years. Some are not there yet. And there's tremendous range. There's sort of no normal.
I mean, I had friends when I was in the ninth grade who were like 14, and then other guys that were like 10 and a half, you know? And we made fun of those guys, but it was cool. They grew. Or what are you at, Harris?
I'm really embarrassed now. 5 and a half.
Oh, whoa, man. Well, that's flaccid, but what about when you get erect?
That's what I mean.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus, God.
I'm sorry, you're way ahead of the curve. You're kidding.
You're fine, Harris. You're fine.
Oh, you're
way
serious.
Ahead.
Gunshot.
You're way ahead.
You're being serious, though, right?
Yeah. Okay,
you're fine. Hey, Harris, you're five and a half, fine. Fine at 14.
Yeah,
fine.
Better than fine.
Yeah.
Above average.
Okay? The average is at under six, so they say.
Yeah.
All right?
In a 21-year-old.
I also have another question, too.
Alrighty.
My mom, recently, when I was on the computer, she caught me looking at porn, and now she never trusts me.
Well, she shouldn't, because if she looked the other way for 2 seconds, guess what you'd be doing?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself!
So, what do you want us to do?
Well, like...
get him some porn.
Have that happened to you before, and, like, how long...
When Drew was 14, he had to look at star constellations to try to find stuff that looked like it was the shape of a penis
or something. They had these little pictures from Paris that you could look
at. That's right.
It was a big deal.
I swear to Christ, if I got some nudie playing cards, it was a good day at 14.
Oh, those pens.
Oh, the pen that you flipped over where the bikini came off the chick when you
I remember every once in a while some kid would find like some porno mag out in the woods that had been rained on for like a year, and he'd be like,
you'd put it in a shrine.
Yeah.
He salvaged
one picture out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go to the Big
the
Five.
Smell of mildew becomes arousing.
I had a raft box that I used to look at. And a chick in a bikini floating on a raft. It was the box that the raft came into that was pornography. Uh-huh. Those were lean times.
Go on the web. Can you imagine that?
And then came HBO.
Oh. I mean, could you, just everybody, I mean, we're all basically the same age here. Close your eyes and just picture being 13 or 14 and hopping on the web. And that just crazy Pandora's box.
Would you be able to go to school?
Sexuality. No. No, I would have killed myself. Pulled my penis off and hemorrhaged. Just found like, pool of blood. Mouse in his left hand, penis in his right.
Here I am.
It's not going to be an open casket, I'll tell you that. Oh, man. And Drew, what are you going to do? Your kids work that computer like some sort of Japanese tech.
Yes, yeah.
What the hell are you going to do when those sons of yours hit 14?
I don't know. It either going to put some sort of electronic
bookmark some sites for them.
But on the other hand, yeah, you know, it's, I don't know.
You can't stop them, though. I mean, they'll know more than you.
I don't know that it's a bad thing necessarily.
Well, what about 12, 11 or 12?
Yeah, no, then they're going to be watched when they're on the computer.
What are you just going to have, like, a security guy just stand, like, just some guy named Ernie just stand
big,
by?
Big guy with a handlebar mustache.
300-pound black guy just stand there with the pepper spray in his hand.
Absolutely.
Because you're not going to be able to stop them, and they're going to be smarter than you with the computer. They'll get on it at school.
See, I remember once we had a discussion about this, and I was saying, look, I do not have pornography in my house, which I do not, but I realized that we have DSL, and we got the DirecTV DSL, and things faster than hell, and it's great. And guess what? Now they can...
You get nothing but
in a few seconds, they can pop that in and get it up. And
yeah.
That's it.
Get it up.
Yeah. But I mean, get the images up in a few seconds, and I don't know what the hell I'm going to do about that.
When I used to babysit, it was always the first time I babysat, I would turn the house over, look like it was a Bin Laden's cave. I would go through that house, tearing open furniture, you know, with a knife, pulling pictures off and flipping them over. I mean, it would always start in the bathroom underneath the sink. That's the number one place, Playboys. It was
then,
a Playboy.
And the parents' chest.
Yeah, the parents, getting into that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And the closets up above.
Drew, you got nothing in your house for the babysitter to spank it to at least?
Zero.
You should throw a bone to the babysitter at least.
Zero.
I would want another $5 an hour if there was no porn in the house.
Non-zero.
Now, that's my policy with babysitting. No pornography, it's going to cost you. I make no bones right up front.
And I actually wonder if exposing kids to this kind of explicitly arousing material screws with them a little bit in terms of what their expectation of sexuality is.
Like weird stump stuff and guys.
No, it's more that you know, you wonder, just like think what you were exposed to at 13. That became the goal. You know, that became
right.
That became woman, right?
That's the benchmark.
That became a woman. That's
true,
it.
True.
And I wonder if you now are dialing in all kinds of other stuff and getting exposed to tremendously, you know, arousing, explicit material.
All right, so, okay, interesting point. So what you're saying is the stuff we were looking at, it's sort of like the music you listen to in high school or junior high. That stuff gets burned into your psyche.
Right.
And you always have a certain nostalgic place
for
it.
Yeah, I think that's true because somewhere in my mind, it's all still frozen in some sort of, like, Swedish ski lodge.
Right.
Like, everyone's in big white sweaters and stuff vibe.
But it became that like late, that's where you want to go. That's arousal.
Like
that's
somehow there's
the
a fireplace and skis and
hot tub. They're in the chalet.
Yeah.
And you turn like 9 pages before the sweater comes off. Like shots of them sitting around drinking cocoa and stuff before you even get to see one boob. But it is true that if you do ever spot any of that now, it speaks to you. Yeah, that's
those crazy sunglasses with the white and the mirror.
Your kids are screwed. All right, Daniel.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Crowley, the man, you are hilarious.
Well, thanks, Daniel.
Dr. Drew, you're pretty cool too.
Hey, say hi to Rob Zombie.
And you're all right too,
Mr. Rob. Yeah, you're the man.
Yeah, you're fine, Rob.
Yeah, all right.
All right, here we go.
Hey, here's my question. It's for Adam. Do you remember an episode you did on The Man Show? Went to Snoop Dogg's house?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's my man.
He's never been the same. Right. He has never been the same.
Right?
Did you actually smoke?
Yeah, got baked.
Wait, are you serious?
Absolutely.
Couldn't you tell?
Snoop Dogg, did he smoke?
Oh, please.
Snoop Dogg smoke.
Does he breathe?
Snoop Dogg was smoking weed from the second we showed up at his house to the second we left. And I'm sure if we'd come back an hour later, he still would have been smoking. He just rolling spleef all day long. And we're trying to shoot this bit at his house that was basically Snoop and had a lot of weed jokes in it. And at a certain point, we just said, look, we should just get stoned, too, to really make the bit authentic. But Jimmy's a real lightweight, and I Snoop's got some righteous herb, and I lost it. I just started laughing and eating. I just laughed and ate the whole rest of the
Jimmy
thing.
Jimmy started wandering around like a lunatic.
Jimmy brought Snoop a big basket of muffins, and he said, my bitch baked you these, and he handed it to him at the beginning, and then Jimmy proceeded to finish off the entire basket of muffins and about 14 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and he went insane. He's eating.
I thought that was all show, though. But
no, I don't even really remember it that much. But Snoop smokes a lot of weed. But here's the important message: you kids shouldn't smoke marijuana. That's only for comedians.
Well, wait, I got a question for Drew though about that weed. Does marijuana? Do they have proof that it like does permanent brain damage?
They have some evidence that under the age of 16, that it can change the structure of a part of your brain that you actually are using to negotiate development, the right frontal lobe. Now, how much you have to smoke to get that is sort of unclear.
And
I'm of the opinion that if you stop smoking, that stuff comes back. So I'm not seeing any permanent brain damage from marijuana. The problem is that it causes depression and it does affect your ability to negotiate development. And, you know, so it has some real serious consequences associated with it.
But it's more that if you get people who smoke a lot of weed get baked every day. And so you sort of, you get frozen a little bit.
Right, it stops your development.
You start getting baked every day at 15, and then you're 25, and that's 10 years you got baked every day, and you lost a little piece of that.
You'll walk into record stores and wonder what the hell happened.
that's
CDs
right.
in there.
But, I mean, it's no different than if you got up every morning and had a couple shots of Jaeger and a few beers. I mean...
Also bad.
It would be bad if you did it every day.
Right.
So, Daniel?
Yeah.
How much weed you smoking?
just like twice a week.
I don't get the addict thing from
you. No, I don't get that from you either.
Yeah, you're either controlling it or whatever, but
just
be careful. Just be careful.
I'm not an idiot.
All right.
It's not about being an idiot.
Take it easy, because I got friends that been smoking now for like 15, 20 years, and they're having trouble getting off it.
Hey, and Adam?
And have trouble getting on with life.
Right.
It's off. Yeah.
But
you remember me. I'm going to see you in Hollywood. All right?
All right.
You remember.
Where?
I don't know. You'd be in one of my movies or something.
Oh, I see. Oh, in Hollywood. Yeah, Hollywood. All right. I'll be waiting.
All right. In the movie.
Hold on. Let me call my agent.
All right.
Hey, this 6-year-old stoner is going to, one day he's going to make good and put me in one of his movies. What do you say? Now, we may have to wait 15 or 20 years, but don't worry. I think I can keep afloat with the radio show. All right. Let's talk to Charles.
I actually feel sorry when people say that, because how many hundreds of people or thousands say that kind of thing?
Remember me? Or?
Yeah, then I think, oh, geez. Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, Charles, don't burst the kid's bubble. You're going to bum his high. You're harshing him. Charles, you're 20. What's up?
Yeah, I got a question for Rob.
Here he is.
Yes.
What gave you the idea for that extra CD that came with your new album?
What gave me the idea? Someone just mentioned it to me, and we were trying to find something that we could give away with the first, bunch of people that went out and bought the record. It was like the first 150,000, and, that was the best thing we could come up with that we thought people would go for, just a free CD full of other bands.
Well, I've never seen it in any other album, so... I thought it was kind
of... Yeah, I think...
It was a compilation, like, CD of...
Yeah, it was like a compilation. I think there was, like, an Aussie song on it, a new Slayer... Like, a bunch of different bands and new bands, just...
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. It's a way to showcase other talent.
I think right. I think it must have been done before, because I'm sure we didn't think of the idea, but...
Well, like, I just haven't heard of bands putting it out with their CD. But maybe they have. I don't know.
I mean, sometimes people, you could give, like, a free poster or a T-shirt or something, but,
Yeah.
We figured this would be something different.
You like the CD, Charles?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
It's kick-ass.
You like both of them. You like the Rob Zombie one, and you like the compilation
one. Yeah, I was surprised when I got it. I was like, whoa. This is cool.
All right.
Well, that's good. I always wondered if anyone got them. I'm always afraid that,
Yeah, like...
That never actually happens.
Rob. We'll get right on that.
Yeah.
All right, Charles.
All right.
Take care of yourself. We're going to hear ourselves a Rob Zombie song now. All right?
Bye.
All right. This is off the Sinister Urge CD. Anderson has got that look again. We got it queued up there, Anderson? Yep. This is called Never Gonna Stop. Another good one from Rob Zombie. The Sinister Urge is the name of the CD. Rob Zombie's our guest tonight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Nice.
Rob's you little people, you know nothing. Rob Zombie and I were just in here talking about our $30,000 universal remotes and the little people. And
have Rob Zombie do this.
Yeah. Maga. All right. Come on, Anderson, please. What are we talking about? All right. Love Line, everybody. And Christopher Titus will be in here from the Fox show Titus tomorrow night. And Drew's here. Rob's here. Everyone's here. And let's get back to the phones and speak to Joel. Joel?
Yeah?
You're 14. What's up?
Yeah. When I masturbate, I come really quickly.
Good times.
That's
there we go.
It's a time saver. Yeah.
And I am a virgin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shocked!
And I don't know if it makes any difference or not, but I've been masturbating since like as long as I can remember, like since I was like 4.
Really?
Yeah.
But nothing. nothing came out at four, right?
Yeah, of course not.
Well, that's right. That's diddling.
Yeah, but still, I would orgasm.
Really?
Yeah.
You get the, like, how do you mean get that sort of sensation?
Yeah, like I would wake up really early in the morning, go downstairs to watch TV, and I'd just kind of fiddle with it until I had an orgasm.
Huh. Interesting.
I didn't know what it was or anything.
All right. So, you're doing all right now, right?
Yeah.
How many times a day can we put you down for?
One or two.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right, good times there, Joel.
Yeah.
Keep it the good work.
Good times.
All right.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You're fine.
All right.
You'll be getting laid, I just checked my calendar, 2014.
Okay, and Rob Zombie?
Yes.
Your brother, Spider?
Mm-hmm.
He said he was coming out with a new album on, like, the 28th of, like, September or something, or earlier, and it isn't out yet. What's up with that?
I'm not sure when that's coming out. They're still working on it.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
But
all right.
They're working on it.
Is he Spider scared of you? Like you got that little brother, big brother thing going? Because he could put a little heat on him, probably get the record released. You know, just give him a little ass whooping. Let's talk to Tom, who's 28. Tom,
hey, how's it going?
Good,
Drew. Or this is Adam.
Yeah,
Adam, the Mr. Man Show guy.
Right.
What's up, Tom?
How's it going, Adam?
Good.
And Drew.
Good. And Rob. Mm.
And Rob, of course, Rob.
I'd ever, you know, people call the show like they're asking a chick out to the prom. You know what I mean? Call and ask your question. We're fine.
Okay, well, my question is, I'm dating this mom who has a six-month-old baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 20 years old.
Right.
And she's just kind of been acting kind of strange because she says that she's been in an abusive relationship. She left somewhere in Ohio. And came out here to Utah.
Right.
Because her mom told her to leave that relationship. She was babysitting three boys plus her baby, and the guy wasn't taking the babies.
Hold on, Tom. You can't use the S word.
Or the F word. Let's be clear with him.
All right. All right. I think Anderson put him on hold.
No, I got to hear
it. Yeah, get him back, on. Anderson. Come on.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Don't swear, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Unacceptable.
The guy was being a jerk, okay?
Right.
Jerk's a good word, right?
Sure.
Okay, well, he was just being a jerk. We'll just leave it up to imaginary listeners to go.
You are an asshole.
Tom, that all the subtext that's going on in your mind.
Yeah, leave it there.
Keep it there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm wondering, how do I fix a woman that's kind of been abused?
You can't fix her. That's your question?
Well, my question is how. I mean, I'm dating her right now, and she's just kind of taking it really fast with me, and it's like I don't know what I should do. I mean,
Tom, she is a chaotic person who comes from a chaotic environment, and you will get caught up in the eye of that chaos.
I'm trying to help her look like a lady because she's, you know, she's not really, you know, she's not like the Pamela Anderson model type girl, but she will do. You know, I mean. I don't know.
What does she look like?
What does she look like? She's got 40 double Ds.
No way.
5'4".
No way. This is bogus.
She's 210. I'm not bogusing you. She's
210?
210 pounds.
Well, but 5'4", that's about right.
She's 210 pounds. She just got done having a baby.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
What's up with you, buddy? You're 28?
Yeah.
You have a job?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
I drive a beer truck.
Beer truck.
A beer truck?
Yes.
That's a good gig, right?
Adam, you might remember me.
Oh, no.
I called on one time about something about a pillow.
Yeah.
A what?
A pillow?
Yeah, I was infatuated with pillows.
Oh.
Masturbating with pillows.
I remember a guy calling about cushions, but not pillows.
Masturbating with pillows.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't be around young kids. You ever...
Well, I don't do things like that around babies or young kids.
I see. But are you drinking some of this stuff that you haul around in your truck?
No, I don't drink and drive. A CDL is very important. If you get pulled over and you're drinking,
he'd like to, but he knows not to.
Are you drunk now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Tom, this girl, okay, here's your plan. Don't get her pregnant.
Okay, well, I've already used a condom.
Okay, so. But you got to use a different one next time, right?
Well, I thought Trojan was the best one. I
mean, yes. That's the best brand, but
he means a new condom, not necessarily a different brand.
Here's what I'm saying, Tom. This girl's chaotic. You cannot fix her. You're going to try to turn her into, pull some sort of Pinocchio job on her and turn her into a little girl or a little boy, whatever Pinocchio turned into. But here's the deal. It's never going to work, but that's fine. Have your kicks with those double D's, but do not get her pregnant because then you will be locked in.
He said she has a 6-month-old daughter, too, and don't be around that girl, the daughter, or the child too much unless you're planning to spend a long time with this woman, like 10 years, because it's not fair to that child to be getting these different men in her life or his life.
Right.
And then they disappear.
But I understand it. You know, 6-month-old, 5'4", 210. I mean, it's hard to say no to that. I mean, all she needs is a moped, and that's, boy.
Moped and a mullet.
A moped and a mullet. That is, you can't say no to that. Yeah, I always wonder, sometimes I always think, what's in it for you? You know, I mean, this guy's not, it's not Charlie Sheen, but he's 28, he's single, he's got a decent gig, he makes okay coin, I'm sure. What's up with the project? Robert?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I was giving my girlfriend a back rub, and my parents got all mad, and I just want to know why.
Because they probably figured you were either moving towards something more than a back rub, or maybe already into something more than a back rub.
No, it was just a back rub, though.
I understand that's what it was.
But yeah, but the only back rub I've ever given anybody is to try to get some sex off of them. So that's the only straight guy who's ever given a back rub has wanted sex.
No, but we were at a public place. We weren't, in a privacy or a home or anything like
maybe
that.
Maybe they're starting to get worried about how much pot you're smoking.
I don't do that.
Yeah?
You don't?
No.
Okay. I believe it. And you are you a virgin?
No, I'm not.
Have you had sex with her?
No. It was another girl.
Oh. Okay. Do they have any other reason not to like you?
Well, not to like her. Oh, this is her parents?
No, my parents.
Your parents. Oh, what are they uptight about? Do they think you're a virgin?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Are they religious?
No.
Is it important to them you stay a virgin?
I haven't really talked to him about that.
Yeah, it's not good.
And you were just giving her a back rub? Like, where were you?
We were at a competition thing, and I would give lots of people back rubs that day.
Nobody
wasn't that particular back rub that set him off.
Nobody paints a visual picture like our caller. Yeah. You should really write short stories.
It was a poetic, a competition thing.
Yes, I close my eyes. I feel like I'm there. What do you mean a competition thing?
Lots of people back
for band.
For band?
Yeah.
I see.
Band competition.
Oh.
And you're in the band?
Yeah.
And she's in the band?
No, she's in pageantry, but...
Okay.
What the hell were your parents doing there?
It was our tournament. They were working it.
Working it.
Oh, so they're pretty uptight. I mean, you guys were in your band uniforms? And...
No, we were working at the booth. We weren't in actual...
Oh, okay. All right. Like, you sound all right. She sounds all right. Just tell your folks to lighten up. Okay?
I'll try.
You sure you're not smoking pot?
Are you sure you're not smoking weed?
I did it twice.
Twice today?
No.
Those band kids.
A year ago.
All right. What are you playing, band?
Trombone.
Oh.
You'll get laid for sure with that instrument. I love that. I miss the trombone. That's the drunken instrument, too. That. Yeah. So that's nice. I think, is that the only instrument that has a position? You know how they go first position, third position?
I guess, except for like the penny whistle.
You mean the
slide whistle?
All right, let's take a question for Rob.
Slide.
Or maybe it's just, it's Rob on Rob. Rob, you're 25. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Rob, I just wanted to know, are you afraid of Mormons, man?
Afraid of Mormons, man?
Yeah. I noticed you don't have a date in Salt Lake City, Utah.
I think it's Ozzy that's afraid of Mormons, man.
Well, I can see Ozzy being afraid, but, you know, I kind of figured you guys should maybe hit the show down here at the Delta Center or something here in Salt Lake.
We'll be there eventually. Well, we always play Salt Lake City a million times.
All right, I was just scared because, you know, I looked at the preliminary tour dates, didn't see any date here, so just think you rock and want to see you down here, man.
We'll get down there. Just takes a while to get everywhere.
Your music is the best music to have sex to, man.
Who's proud of that?
That works good with Loveline.
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Rob the caller. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
All right, let's take one more call before we go to break here. Jake?
I'm disturbed by that.
Yeah, what's up?
This is pretty high praise, actually. Jake, you're 23.
From a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up there, Jake?
Well, I haven't been with a woman in quite some time. I kind of cut off all of my relationships with females.
Why?
Because I was having fantasy problems, you know, with rape and basically...
Fantasy or impulse?
I would suppose both.
Well, fantasy means you're just sort of playing with it. Impulse means you want to do it.
Okay, then it would be impulse.
You intend to rape someone.
Did you do any of that?
No, I haven't yet, but I've been, I've been staying away because I don't want to go there.
Well, you're scared you're going to rape your partner?
Yeah, I'm afraid I might hurt someone. And
really? Wow.
Yeah, I have a roommate, and he moved his mom in here about 3 months ago, and she was walking around the house half naked most of the time. Well, so I kind of
she was kind of asking for it. I mean.
I kind of confided in her. I told her, I said, "Look, I'm having issues with you."
No like, way.
No, I told her, and she told me that there was some kind of hotline or something that you know you guys could tell me about maybe.
Okay, well, let's get a little history. Why is this? Why do you think this is an issue in your life? Were you raped? Do you know anyone who was raped? I mean, was someone violent with you? Where do you think this came from?
Well, to answer your first question, yes,
you were raped.
Yeah, I don't remember the first time. Apparently, my aunt found out that her husband had been molesting me ever since I was 3 or 4, but I do remember when I was 8 or 9 and I was living with some other people that those guys pretty much, well, they took advantage of me on a regular basis for the 2 years I was there.
Are you a sexual compulsive? Do you masturbate a lot, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Do you have trouble? Are you confused about your sexual identity? Do you wonder if you're gay or not sometimes?
I figure I'm bi, I mean.
Okay. All right. Well, this is something you need treated, okay, Jake? You should really go... I would suggest you look into people that are used to treating sexual addiction, sexual compulsivity, because they're the ones that have a lot of success with helping people with these kinds of behaviors that come from traumatic sexual histories in childhood.
Well, do you have any insurance?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, but I'm told that if you use your insurance to go to something like that, then... you can be in danger of being fired because they have a record.
No. Well, but you don't. They don't need to know what the origin of the problem is.
No, that's all kept very confidential. You should just find yourself a psychiatrist. You should also go to an SA meeting. You call AA locally and ask for a referral to SA. And go to a meeting, get a sponsor, start talking about what's happening. There's a lot of people with your history there.
Hey Jake, you've never raped anybody, correct?
Correct.
And all right, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, the idea is to get treatment before you do hurt someone. That's the idea here.
I have a second related question. Yeah. There's this girl, she's been very special to me for a while, and she treats me like a god. And what my roommate's mom did tell me that since I did seem to be, how she put it, moral and sincere and trying to, you know, be right, that it would be okay for me to begin to develop a closer relationship with this girl. And I just want your advice. Do you think it would be a good idea to move forward with her, you know, before I actually call these AA people?
No, I think you should get some treatment for your health. And for your other people's safety and for your own well-being, you need treatment. Something's going to happen with these impulses if you're not dealt with.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be forced to get treatment or force some legal action on you.
Look, just open the phone book, call the AA people. They'll give you the SA. It's SA. It's not AA, but AA is just a little easier to find as a Sexaholics Anonymous or something like that. Find the SA people. Go over there, just go to a meeting, and then they'll point you.
That's right. Get a sponsor.
In the right direction.
Go up to somebody and say, I need a sponsor. Talk to that person, work the steps with them, and ask them for good therapy.
But here's the deal, everyone who's thinking about committing some sort of crime where there's a victim involved, you will be the victim, too, because you'll either have to live with it or you'll be in prison for 14 years, which is not a great thing. You know what I mean? I mean, here's what I want everyone to do. Don't commit a crime for selfish reasons. Forget about caring about the person you may hurt. You're going to get popped, and your life's going to be miserable. You'll end up doing time, then you'll get out, and you won't be able to get a decent job, unless it's like in a band or something. So we'll take a little break. Rob Zombie here, and we'll be right back after this.
What's up? This is Marcos.
This is Sonny.
Love. This is Trey.
And we're POD, and you're listening to Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla on Loveline.
Yes, you is. Rob Zombie's our guest tonight. The Sinister Urge is the name of the CD. It is out as we speak, and let's see if we can cram a couple more calls in. Sebastian?
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
Hey, you're 21. What's going on?
Well, me and my girlfriend, we've been together now for about a year and a half. And we've actually been pretty frisky, you know, throughout the first year or so, but sex life has kind of gotten a little boring over the past 4 or 5 months. Now, I bought her for a vibrator for Christmas last year, you know, spice things up, but, it's, you know, still, it's gotten a little monotonous.
Right.
That's what good. Can we do to spice it up without going into all that crazy whips and chains type of stuff?
I'd say butt plug. you don't want to... I'm thinking it's a good thing this chick's not Jewish, you don't celebrate Hanukkah, because then it's like... Butt plug on Monday, and then on Tuesday, I get you the vibrator. I get the Benoit balls on Wednesday.
There's still the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You want to spice things up, but you don't want to get weird?
No, I mean, you know, I'm not really into leather.
Who's bored? You or her?
Huh? Well, I don't know. She might be open to it,
Wait,
but I mean, there's a limit. There's a limit to what we want to do.
Why can't they hear us when we're talking to them?
Nobody hears us.
Sebastian, are you bored?
I don't even know what you said. I just know when you turn at me, I should say something.
Nobody's listening.
Kind of toned it down a little bit. I mean, it was a lot more exciting the first year. It's we're both in a sense, we've been doing the same things for God knows how long now, and it's just we're trying to find different ways to spice it up, make things a little more
exciting.
All
right, well, if she's complaining, it's because she isn't into the relationship.
How about those anal popper things that the gay guys use?
Lick my butt.
That's not a whip.
If you're having a problem...
No. I mean, you know, we love each other.
Not if she's losing interest sexually. No.
Okay. Hey, listen, Sebastian.
Yeah.
This may sound horrible, but if you don't want to get into whips and chains and butt plugs and stuff like that, why don't you just not touch her for like 2 weeks and then have like some romping sex? I mean, you want to add a little tension. You want to stir the pot a little bit.
That's a long time, man.
Okay, let's say
what do you guys say
10
about,
days.
Like, what lotions, or I even heard about like some videos or books out there on all sorts of, you know, new things. New
all right,
positions.
If you want,
Eric, get the pop-up Kama Sutra. Eric, go get one of those videos that chicks put out for chicks about how to stimulate women.
Oh, they got those?
Yeah, they got them.
What, just the local porn shop?
Yeah.
A waste of time.
Well, I don't know what he wants.
Whatever.
You see how horrible guys are.
Exactly. You need some ointment.
Yeah.
I mean, really, he should be thinking about buying her flowers and being more present, and then she might be open to more different things.
That is the best inspiration for women.
Isn't there just some lotion?
Yeah, there's lotion. I'd like to see this guy at the... I'd like to see him like the auto body shop, but the guy goes, yeah, we're going to have to replace the fender, the quarter panel. You guys don't have some sort of gel you can rub on the existing quarter panel? No. Yeah, it looks like you may have thrown a rod and spun a main bearing. Is there sort of something, some salve you could rub on the engine?
It would also be the same guy that would go, I don't think I did that. No, that's not what's wrong with my engine.
No, I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Jason?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I wanted to talk to Rob.
I've been a fan of you, like, since I was 4 years old. I've been, like, raised on your White Zombie stuff and everything.
Wow.
And I know you've probably been asked this question, like, a million times, but I never got to hear why the whole White Zombie thing didn't work out.
I mean, it worked out pretty good. I mean, the band was together from 84 till, I don't know, about 97 or something. So, I mean, that ran a pretty long time, longer than most bands.
Yeah.
You know, we started nowhere and sold millions of records, but by the end of it all, we couldn't stand each other.
So Whatever happened to Shaun's soul?
I don't know. I just had a phone call to everybody one day and said, this is over. Bye. That was the last time I talked to anybody.
Wow. How long ago was that?
Well, 5 years?
I don't know. It was like 80, 97 or something. I forget.
That, and I just wanted to know one other thing. If you liked any bands that were like in black metal or death metal?
Like who?
Like Cradle Filth or Cannibal Corpse or something like that.
Cradle Filth.
You know who that?
I know who you're talking about, but I don't really listen to that stuff necessarily.
I didn't even know there was black metal.
Black metal, man. It's evil.
All right. We gotta get into that.
It's great.
All right, but Jason, you're not going to kill yourself or anything, right?
Oh, hell no.
All right.
He celebrates
celebrates the Black Death.
All right, good times, everybody. All right. Let's see. Joyous. Well, Rob, let me ask you. Do you listen to the music that people would expect you to listen to?
Probably not, no.
Strauss.
He uses words like indubitably.
Oh, maybe I do then. Yeah.
Barley Oats.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty common for a lot of performers to listen to just a lot of stuff, and a lot of people probably be surprised.
I mean, the last thing you want to listen to is anything that is even remotely related to what you do.
Right.
For me, anyway.
Right. Right. Because you're going to ask full of that all day.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
You're 32. What's up?
Yes, I am. First of all, I want to say hey to everybody. Rob, I caught you in Tucson at the Mary Mayhem Halloween show. That was a blast.
Oh, that's where Ozzy got hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
And I did, by the way, hear that he slipped in the shower or something.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, exactly. Hearsay. My question, actually, I got another quick question. I always hear people calling in and trying to, what's the word? Oh God, I'm a lost for words all of a sudden.
Stall?
No, they're trying to kiss your ass. You and Dr. Drew, Adam.
Right.
And I was just wondering. Oh, compliment. That's.
Oh, compliment. Right. Compliment. Thank you.
I was wondering how would you guys compliment yourselves?
Oh, that's...
if you were a caller.
Oh, I think the highest compliment you can pay the show is telling us the question.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just participating, just getting right to it.
Yeah, but to be truthful, once in a while, somebody calls in and said, like, Drew, you love this. Like, someone will say, I started listening to the show a few years ago. Right. I was in a pretty bad place.
Right.
And you helped me with a lot of my problems.
That's the compliment.
Anyway, I'm strung out on speed right now. I just gave birth to a stillborn kid. And my pimp's banging in the front door. So
thanks
what can
for your
we
help.
Do? Thanks for making a difference. Yeah. We'll take a break. Rob Zombie's here, and we'll be back to wrap up after this. Well, that is about it for the show. I want to thank Rob Zombie for coming in here. Always a delight.
Yep. Did I say anything while I was here?
We did a lot of talking.
I'm a good listener.
Hmm. Yeah, we had some pretty stimulating off-air
during the commercial.
Oh yeah. No, don't kid yourself. We've said it many times. That's where the show is.
It is
during the commercial. Well, you guys are listening to commercials for Mountain Dew and condoms. Life is happening in here.
We're really getting down to it.
Yep, The Sinister Urge is the name of the CD. Go out and get that if you don't already have it. And until next time. I'm going to be on the Tonight Show tomorrow night for everyone who's listening in a day delay. No, I'll do it tomorrow.
All right.
So until you've done it how many times, Drew?
Zero.
That's right. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Well, that's flaccid, but what about when you get erect?
That's what I mean.
Oh, man.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.